Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news has surfaced revealing a new variant of the COVID virus. This variant is the most infectious and deadly and is expected to take the lives of over 700 million people by tomorrow morning. Completely honest and totally reliable experts such as Dr. Anthony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky believe that the new variant has arrived from outer space or a gain-of-function research lab in Wuhan. Nobody knows for sure, but they say as long as we don't panic and we get boosted four times a day, then everything should be going back to normal by the year 2047. Maybe. The Center for Death and Corruption says that even though they have discontinued the use of PCR tests due to their staggeringly high false positive rates, that we should forget all about that and focus on this new and devastating strain, which they have named the Decepticon variant, due to its ability to transform.
Decepticon variant.
This new variant has the ability to transform itself into other variants and even into cars and robots.
Virus in disguise.
Be very cautious. That 2015 Nissan Sentra you're driving may just be the virus in disguise.
Virus in disguise.
Just when you thought it was safe to enter a pub or restaurant, think again. Decepticon is everywhere.
Decepticon variant.
Virus in disguise.
Now that we've made it through the Delta, Omicron, Mu, Megatron, Bumblebee, and the Optimus Prime variants, the Decepticon variant threatens to kill every unjabbed person on Earth several times over. In addition to face coverings, hand sanitizers, and multiple injections of untested vaccines, the World Health Organization recommends wearing strap-on dildos to help slow the spread. Despite the massively increasing homicide and violent crime rate in New York City, unelected Governor Kathy Hochul will be utilizing what's left of the police force to arrest people who refuse to comply with the dildo mandate. And everyone knows mandates are laws. Do your part. Wear your rubber dick. Don't be like one of those selfish anti-maskers. Your compliance with the dildo mandate can help save lives. Hochul is also considering bringing in the National Guard to assist in making sure people are complying with the rubber dick mandate.
I need you to be my apostles. He made them come up with a vaccine.
Professor Neil Ferguson of Imperial College has run computer models that show unequivocally that strap-on dildos can prevent the spread of Decepticon. So who are we to ignore the experts? This man has never been wrong with his predictions. Ever.
Decepticon variant.
President Brandon has suggested dildo checkpoints and is considering making strap-ons mandatory for all domestic travel.
Come on, man.
Compliance is the key to freedom. Five-year lockdowns and COVID camps are also being considered to deal with Decepticon. Of course, government employees and illegal migrants will be exempted from the dildo mandate. Employers with over two employees are mandating their workers to comply with this new requirement or face fines up to $37 quadrillion. No dick, no job. Pfizer has announced 47 new totally safe and effective vaccines that it expects the FDA to authorize next week. Don't worry about testing. Pfizer is a company with absolutely no criminal history, and you can trust them. No, really. You can. Bill Gates said so.
An epidemic.
Although the vaccines do not stop the transmission of Decepticon, the CDC recommends at least 143 booster shots to help increase the profits of Big Pharma. To keep you safe. Everyone knows that throughout history, after governments seize power, they always relinquish it once the people do what they're told. Duh. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in, 457 million new cases of Decepticon have been discovered in the United Kingdom, even though no reliable tests exist to identify variants. We will keep you updated on this breaking news.
Decepticon variant.
Remember to do your part to protect yourself and your loved ones. Wash your hands with toxic chemicals every 15 minutes. Stay away from unvaxxed family and friends. Take any and all boosters as they become available. Don the Con says they're good.
We will eliminate you.
Keep your television turned on 24 hours a day. Remember that big box stores are safe, small businesses are not. Comply and do not resist. Decepticon is the deadliest variant known to science.
Decepticon variant.
Remember to always wear your strap-on, even indoors, and publicly harass those who refuse. They may be super spreaders after all. If you see someone not wearing their dildo, there is a hotline number you can call to report them. That number is 1-800-244-3425. That's 1-800-BIG-DICK. Remember, Decepticon can transform, so always be alert and always do what the compassionate government and health agencies say. They love you, and it's for your own good. This message has been brought to you by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Imperial College, the CDC, and the Hasbro Toy Company.
Decepticon variant.
Virus in disguise.
Tony F.
I represent science.
We will eliminate you.
Decepticon variant.
Virus in disguise.